We are learning Masechtas Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting a little bit of a new Gemara, Shemaka Gemara, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says like this, Shalmei, on top of Amud Beis now, Shalmei Ayvichavim Oilois. A guy could only bring a Oila. He cannot bring a Shlomim. And if even if he says, I want to bring a Shlomim, the halacha is it's a Oila. Now what's the reason? Bayisei Mekra, Bayisei Mesvara. You could say it's a Pasuk, and some say it's a Svara. Bayisei Mesvara, Oyvichavim thinks that every carbon goes kula l'shemayim, and therefore, even when he says shlomim, he doesn't chap, and it really means a oila. That's one shot. And adar chamuser means that a kohen can't imagine that if you eat something, that could be a mitzvah. A guy looks at eating as a thing by itself. We know that eating is like get closer to Hashem. So of course you eat a carbon and we get close to Hashem. That's what we understand. That's why we eat every day. We eat every day to be able to serve Hashem better. Mashiach and a guy eats for eating, and therefore by him, he can't understand that's a carbon. Eating something's not a carbon. Eating something is pressing. So that's that why he always has Libel Shemayim. He always means when he brings the carbon, he has to be the whole thing burnt. That's by him, that's a carbon. But by Yisei Makra, it says in the Pasuk that says, Ish ish me base isho and I garbi isho asher Yaakov kavan el chol ledreim. It says at the end of the pasuk and ish ish is marba a guy. It says at the end of the pasuk asher krivu l'Hashem la'oila. It says asher krivu l'Hashem la'oila. So we see for me every carbon has to be a oila. Kol de makarva oila lahava. All kabanis have to be a oila. So we have a pasuk or a svara. When a guy donates a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he wants to bring a carbon, it has to be an oila and not a shlam. Either because that's what he thinks, libel shemayim, or because pasuk is oila. Most of Rav. That pasuk is not about yidin. It says, ish ish marba a guy. So it's marba a guy, that's what's going, shaykh ilashim oila. That's why it says oila, because it's talking about a guy only can bring an oila. Most of Rav Bagurya, we know a yid can bring a shlam because it's a whole parish of shlam. But here in the pasuk where it's marba a guy, it decides to say oila, teaching us that. It's tafka oila. Mos v'chom v'agurya, oy v'chom v'shesnadev l'hovi shlomim, a guy that decides to bring a shlomim, it's mashma, it's brisa, it is a shlomim. The only problem is, a guy can't eat a carbon, because he's an orel. An orel can't eat a carbon. So what do? Nos non l'yisrael, yisrael echon, give it to yisrael, yisrael eats it. Nos non l'koyin echon. So you see the first of brisa, that a guy could bring a shlomim. So it's a kasha on Rav Huna. It's a kasha Rav Huna. The price that they could bring a shlam. I'm a Rav Hachikama. This is what the price that means. I'm a Nachi Yischav Ben Yisrael. The guy brought a carbon. He says, I want to donate it to Yisrael who has to bring a shlamim, who will chayv himself a shlamim. I want to donate it for him. So halacha is that he could do that. I'm Nachi Yischav Ben Yisrael. Then Yisrael oichlam. If he says I'm Nachi Yischav Ben Koyin oichlam, he could bring it for a Koyin. Like Rashi says in Kisvei Yad. So Omar, however, chavim, ha reizu shlamim la kriva v'shvil ployni shenadar lehavi shlamim. The hanach vadin acholim. That's sure eating them. V'shvil Yisrael ka'asu. Umatano do yav lechavim. Gave it matano to the guy. The guy gave it the matano to Yisrael. That's the answer. That's where you get out of the price.
Why is the price differentiating between Yisrael and Kohen and Kapi this then?
Right, it makes a difference. What? And if it's a real shlamim, same question. You're just saying is that you can do what you want. The chiddush gets whoever you specify, especially the maskal, the mars dichoy. Whatever you specify, it goes for that person. If you give it to Yisrael, you give it to Yisrael. You give it to Kohen and Kohen. I think I actually saw the kasha somewhere, but the chiddush, it's a kasha either way. I'm saying it's a kasha either way. It's not always a big kasha, but as I said, you either have a choice, either Yisrael or Kohen. Most of Rav Shizbi, Eilu Menachos Nikmatzes. It's not a kasha. It says in our Mishnah starts off, our Perek starts off, that all the Menachos are Nikmatzes, there was 10 of them, Nikmatzes and Shraim Nechalim. In that list, we actually had a Mincha of a Goy, Minchas Ovechavim. It says in our Mishnah, Most of Rav Shizbi, Eilu Menachos Nikmatzes, Shraim Nechalim, Minchas Ovechavim is one of those cases that a Mincha of a Goy is one of those cases where it's nekmata as a shirayim l'kahanim. So what do you see? You see that's eaten. Even a carbon of a goy is eaten. So it's a kasha. And the way the Meyuchas or Rajba learns, it's a kasha really on the svara. The svara was that when a goy gives something, libay l'shamayim. So libay l'shamayim, so why by a mincha does a kohen eat it? L'chayra, it's libay l'shamayim. He plans to be makar the whole thing. And maybe it's also kasha from the pasuk. Oh, Lord, the Miyuchas Rashi looks like he learns the kasha of Libel HaShemayim. In any case, the tzikasha. You see, for our mission, not like Rav Huna. Am Rav Yechanan, taka machloikas tanoim. Like kasha, or Rav Yisa Aglili, or Rav Yakiva. Taka machloikas, or Aglili, Rav Yakiva. Time with the Nebraisa. Ish, it says in the pasuk, ish, ish. Ish, matam alema, ish, ish. Why is it add the word ish? The rabbi said, v'chom, shenoidrim, nidorim, v'nidovis, kishol. He could give a donation of a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Asher Yakiva Hashem la'oilah. Eli ala oila. This is where he's clearly talking. Says, how do I know? Maybe only no oila. Says oila. Shlomim minayin. Tamaloyma nidreim. From the word nidreim, we see shlom also. Toydom minayin. Tamaloyma nidvaisam. Minayin l'rabbis is a oifais that he give oifais. Vahayayin. He can donate yayin. Valavoyin. He can donate novoyin. Vahayitzim. Vahayitzim. Tamaloyma nidreim. L'chol nidreim. Nidvaisam. L'chol nidvaisam. Says chol. And that teaches us that you could bring all. You could bring all those the nidavas. He can't be a Nazir. He can't bring a Nazir if he can't bring Kabbalah to a Nazir. So Rabbi Yosef Aglili will be the Tan of our Mishnah. He holds that a guy could donate Kabbalahs that are eaten by Kanim or eaten by Israelim. It could be eaten. That's what Rabbi Yosef Aglili holds. And it could bring a Shlomim, not like Rav Huna. Rav Akiva, Imer, Ashkiva, Zim, Oila, Inle, Oila, Bavad. Only Oila, Bavad. Vahai, Pratlin, yeah. Adkan, Mechagas Rekiva, Yosef. This is the Mechagas Tanoim, therefore it's not a Kasha. Now Gemara just jumps on Yosef Lili's words. He says, you know what's Oilekom Lafuke? Naziris. Freyti Gemara, Vahai, Pratlin, Naziris, Mahakan Afka. You're learning that from this Pasuk that there's no Naziris by a guy because he doesn't, it says Oila, and therefore he can't bring the carbon. Mahasim Afka. You learn from the Pasuk in Parashas Nazir itself. It says in the Pasuk, Dabi b'nei Yisrael, v'martaleim, ishki yafilin inda nadar, nazir l'hazir nahazir. This is b'nei Yisrael. With Dashim there, b'nei Yisrael, noidrim. They can become a nazir, v'ein evichav noidrim. So what do you need this Pasuk over here, of oila, tafuke, the kabbanis of nazir? We have a first Pasuk b'nei Yisrael. So g'mar imahasam, have him mean a carbon who deloy laisi. If you just learned our Pasuk, we say it doesn't mean carbon nazir, but it could be a nazir if he wants. I'm a nazir, is cholalayu, kemash lom b'nei Yisrael. It can't even be a nazir. I can ask me, okay, just say B'nai Yisrael, and then you won't need the Pasuk of Oila. Just say B'nai Yisrael, and then you know he can't be a Nazir. Obviously, not going to be a carbon Nazir. We're saying, if you just said the carbon, I think he's, it could be a Nazir, you don't bring a carbon. That's what you need B'nai Yisrael. Okay, just say B'nai Yisrael now. Zay Frank, the Karenor, the Sfasemis, and they answer that you have a Mino that B'nai Yisrael was just saying that he can't bring a carbon. Even the parish of Nazir say, B'nai Yisrael, you know why he's a Dafka B'nai Yisrael? Because only a B'nai Yisrael has the whole process of a Nazir. A guy can only be a Nazir. You say the same thing. K'maslon, two psukim, now he knows two things. He can't bring carbon, and he doesn't become a Nazir. That's going to be both psukim. That's like Karen Aaron's Fast Emes learns. And there's another pshab brought down somewhere that if I didn't, and Chappas, so good, I and Sham, I think it's a piyat, Hoisvis in Mesechus Nazir. Okay. Tudmar Vayate K'man Ozlo, Hodetanan. There were seven things Bezdin made at the Kana. One of the things were that if a guy can't afford Nesachim, Bezdin will chip in and bring the Nesachim. So it says like this in that price. So, Shivadvarim, it's a Mishnah really. Shivadvar Maskinu Bezdin, it's a Mishnah in Mesechus Shkolim. Shivadvar Maskinu Bezdin, Mezeh Echad Mehem. Oyvik Echav Mishalach Elasa Medinas Yam. If a guy sent the Oilam Medinas Yam, Veshilach Iman Nesachel, Kravim Mishaloi. If he sends the Nesachim, you bring it to Nesachim. So what do you see? The kasha is like this. You see, you bring the sachem for the guy. So you bring the sachem for the guy. That's not an oila. Sachem is not an oila. So it sounds like it's very
clearly. It's clearly kol.
Even if it's kol, it's still. It's not an oila. This is not the kasha libus shemaim. It's other the kra. The kra is dafka oila. So even though it's kol, it's the dafka oila. It's lemer yosegli v'av rekiva. Rekiva says dafka oila. So the Gemara filled him, Rav Akiva, oila b'chol chavrasel. Oila means oila, and it's whole oila, whatever comes with it. Nesachim comes with it. Therefore, Rav Akiva will agree that this could be also like Rav Akiva to Nesachim. What about the next price? Man tana l'ha l'tana rabbanan. Ezra, it says in the Pasuk, this is also l'gabe Nesachim. It says, kol Ezra yasa kachas eila hakev isha reichayach l'Hashem. So it says, Ezra. And we darshan, Ezrach may be Nesachim, Ve'erachav may be Nesachim. A guy does not bring Nesachim. Yochol oitei alosai tuna Nesachim. So that would mean Nesachim by itself. A guy doesn't bring Nesachim by itself. Maybe you say his oil, even his oil isn't in nesachim. That kacha means every carbon is nesachim. So this brayso Mara asks is neither tanim. Money loy Rabbi Yosi Aglili or Akiva. Why? Because Rabbi Yosi Aglili ha'amah filo yainami. If you go back to the brayso before, he says that a guy could donate oifos, yayin, levoina, etzim. So here it says in the ratio of the brayso that Ezrach says that it can't bring nesachim by itself. So it can't be Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Akiva, he says dafka oil and nothing else. So we already know what tarets to that cash. We'll see in a second. So we're like, take out yayin from his words before. He could bring nesachim gevta oil because we answered before already. Oil of chokavata. Aye, what's the big cash here? Look at this brayse. Brayse says Ezra teaches us that he doesn't bring nesachim. A fear of Akiva, you don't need an Ezra for. We know Oila says you don't bring anything besides Oila. You don't, of course, bring Sachem by itself. And this is a very big question. Sfas Emes also asks this question. And he says that you're right, that you don't really need the word Ezra for that. It's just Lav Dafka, because Ezra is used for something else, really. Ezra really teach us that Nesachem Kambu Nadava Bechlal, and not teach us Tafuki Goy. And therefore, you're right, you don't really need that Pasuk, because it's not really that's the Ika Pasuk. Ayin Sham, that's what Sfas Emes learns. So the Gemara writes, we had in our Mishnah Gishmak Machlekes from Shimon and the Tanakhama. In our Mishnah, it says that Minchas Chayte, you burn the Minchas Chayte. It's not one of the cases you get kmitza. That's what the Tanakhama says. Now a Kohen has a Minchas Adav and a Minchas Chayte. A Minchas Adav also, the whole thing is burnt. That's the halacha of a Kohen. Kohen's Mincha is
this is the Minchas Chayte of a Kohen, not of Israel.
Of a Kohen, yes, of a Kohen. Minchas Chayte of a Kohen and Minchas Adav of a Kohen. Now. A mincha of a regular person, it says in the Mishnah, minchas chayte, minchas kedoyis, have kmitza and shirayim nechalim, those 10 menachas. But Rav Shimon says, a minchas chayte of a kohen has kmitza, and you make the kmitza, and then the shirayim you make it by itself. Now first of all, this is just to give you a vart in the parish of Tzav, is that why taka is a kohen's mincha always kol takter? The whole thing is burnt. Both minchas dava, minchas chayta. What's the pshat? What's the hezbar dava? Zok the chinuch, that's kind of tosfos, the chizkuni, also gshmak pshat. What's a carbon? A carbon is, I got to give up something. I bring something, I bring it to the mizbeach, and I give up something myself. Imagine you brought 5 pounds of dough, and you give a little kaimitz, it's a finger, you know, a little palmful to the carbon, and eat the rest. That's called a carbon. That's called giving up some of myself. I'm bringing myself, making myself lunch. I bring a mecha to the. You come to the thing, yeah, you brought yourself lunch. That's either, you didn't give anything up. You just ate the whole thing and gave it out to Olam. Huh? Carbon shlomim, you can bring a murim on the mizbeach. It's a lot. The murim are huge. A lot of stuff you give him is back. So you brought a lot. And the carbon could be, of course, $800. You gave $300 worth to the mizbeach. And they ate the rest. That's fine. Here, the mincha cost the whole thing, sack of coal, $10. And you gave 50 cents to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, you want to give something, call a talk to. That's the point of a carbon. A carbon is you have to give up something. You have to give up something for yourself. That's what I say in the Rishonim. I'll give you a little zalt and pfeffer to it. But Ayin Chum inside, that's Kain, it's a very nice piece. You can look at the district's parasha and parasha itself. Gevaldik. Not really. Oh, so now back to our Gemara here. How do we know? What's the B.R. Machlekes? What's Pshat and Rav Shimon? What's going on over here? Not really. I just want to point out, Rav Shimon only argues on Minchas Chayte. Minchas Adav agrees, there's no Kmitza, the whole thing you burn. Only on Minchas Chayte argues. Of a Kayan again. Of a Kayan. He only argues on Minchas of a Kayan. Not immediately. Talking about the brayza, and the pasuk says like this: the chippa love. This is talking about actually oil of yared. In the parish of Yikro, talking the carbon oil of yared. It says in the pasuk by the mincha schayte of Yisrael. It says the chippa love a koyin achatase shachata ma'akas meila. You'll bring one of these kaparas. The nistach loy v'hoysel a koyin kamincha. What does that mean? V'hoysel a koyin kamincha. See, I in Rashi there, you can see pshat. Rashi and Chumash. One of the pshatim was like over here. V'hoysel a koyin kamincha means that's burnt. We'll see. Tana rabbanu. It's like a kohen, like a mincha. The price first says, you know what it's for? Teach me that a kohen can bring his own minchas chayte. Or maybe it's telling you that minchas chayte shel kahanim is eaten, and maybe you know what it means. It means harei kaminchas chayte shel Yisrael. Maybe that's what it means. But means that a kohen Minchas Chayte is like a Minchas Chayte of Yisrael. Maybe that's what it means. Or you know how to Minchas Chayte of Kahanim. Or Ma'anim Mekayim Chol Minchas Koyin Kol Tiyah Lo Yisrael Chal Minchas Nedvasoi. The Pasuk says that every Minchas Koyin gets burnt is Minchas Nedvasoi. Av a Chayva Asoi Tei Necheles. Maybe a Chayva will be Necheles. Tam Aloyim Av a Hoysel Koyin Ka Mincha. Makish Chayvasoi Li Nedvasoi. Ma Minedvasoi Necheles. Av Chayvasoi Necheles. He says, no, Vayis HaKohen Kamincha is tied like this, like his own Mincha. Vayis HaKohen Kamincha might like it's like his own Mincha. And therefore, just like the Nadav is not Nechelas, this is also not Nechelas. That's how the Tanna Kama learns. So it comes out like the way the Shittim Kavetzis explains. Therefore, Vayis HaKohen Kamincha is not needed. You don't have to tell me that it's like his own Mincha. We don't have Minish eat it. Therefore, since there's no point in teaching you anything about Vayis HaKohen Kamincha, therefore we use it to tell you what? That a Kohen can bring his own mincha. Back to the beginning of the Braisa. A Kohen can bring his own mincha schoite. He can do the avoida. If you're having it, he can't do the avoida of mincha schoite on himself.
Is the reason
the makish? No. So the Braisa, to teach you that everything is kol, you don't need a pasuk. The only shot is this, that you could have said, it's telling you clearly that you're allowed to, that it is eaten. Because maybe hoist the Kohen can mincha means like a mincha schoite of Israel. So saying no, Vayis HaKohen Kamincha can mean like his own mincha, like his mincha zadav. And then we can't eat it. The only problem is you don't need a pasuk for that. Why would I have to eat it? They need a pasuk, can't eat it.
Because it should be like every other chantos that it's eaten.
No, but all his menachos are not eaten. So what would have in it? Why shouldn't it be like a mincha zadav? It's all his menachos. It says the pasuk, the chol minchas kohen kol tia. Pasuk is every mincha. So therefore, the Shittim Gatz figures this out. It says, therefore, we'll use the pasuk to tell you, Vayis HaKohen Kamincha is that he could bring. A mincha, his own mincha. He could do the avoida and his own mincha's chayte. That's what it means. Amar Rav Shimon. Shimon says different drashas. If chinema hoysel koyin kemincha, so he doesn't say that. But lo lenema el kemincha. He says avad vahoysel koyin kemincha. Teach you something about that. Elo lahakish mincha's chayte shakana kemincha's chayte shal yisrael. Taka is being makish mincha's chayte shal. It's saying vahoysel koyin kemincha like a mincha of yisrael. Ma mincha's chayte shal yisrael nikmet says. Af mirchoyte shel kanu kmitza. Just like choyte mirchoyte gets a kmitza, this also gets a kmitza. Okay, so maybe it's exactly the same. Shiraim's eaten also. Imam mirchoyte shel yishon the kmitzas v'shiron acholim. Af mirchoyte shel kanu kmitza shiron acholim. Tamaloymar lakoyin kmitza. Why is it lakoyin kmitza? Something the koyin does himself, which is what kmitza. Lakoyin kmitza. It's like the mincha of Yisrael. Things that are done with the koyin, which is kmitza, but loyli ishim, and not. Like what's ever on the fire. Here the fire is different. Here burn the whole thing. Everything gets karav over here. And v'hoysel koyin kamincha is like a mincha's chayte shayshol. Only gabi what's a koyin or kmitza, but not legabi shirayim, and not legabi shirayim. And then the next gemara we'll discuss the Tanakama's drasha of. That the Hoysa Kohen Kamincha means he could do Avayda himself, and we'll do that Hashem tomorrow in the next year. We'll discuss that part of the Brayse, and also go back to Rabbi Shimon Shita and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and so on and so forth.